The pasuk says, "Vayisa Yaakov Raglov." This is one of my all-time favorite psukim for a very side reason. It says Yaakov carried his feet. A very funny verse. Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. He carried his feet. So Rashi says that when he heard the Besura Taiva that Hashem is going to Taka B'Shomer him, so it was easy to go. Nasa Libayis Raglov. His heart carried his feet. Venasa Kalecha. So it was easy to go. In my house is a dirty word. We have the S word in my house, in 84 Euclid, is an S word. The S word that you're not allowed to say, it's a curse. I'll spell it for them. Is S-H-L-E-P. That's a curse. That's a dirty word. People go to a simcha, they say, wow, you S-H-L-E-P, all the way to the simcha. As if, at the pshat, the implication being that it was so schwer, that it was so schwer to go out, and people, they schlep here. But they go to this simcha, to that simcha. Oh, it must have been so hard. The implication, we schlep to Levayis. The implication of schlepping is the exact opposite of kalalechas. And the words make an impact. Machshava hoylech achar adiver. When a guy says, I schlep somebody, you don't schlep to a chasna. You go to simcha. It's like a grace of simcha. You don't schlep to somebody's vart. You fly to the Yisa Yaakov Raglov. The heart carries the feet. Schlepping is the feet carrying the heart. On Besur Reus, on bad news, on Shver Zachen, so the feet carries the heart. It's not a schlep. Oh, it was so hard. But the guy schleps to a chasna. And how hard do you work? How hard is it? You sound like you walk 6 miles. You sound like you walked 8 miles or 6 miles to the chasna. You put your feet and you push down a little. You sit back in the seat. It was amazing what we had today. And you put down the foot, goes down a little. And a little movement to the foot, and the guy's there. Oh, it was so schwer. We picture, it says that the deres memayit all these. That doesn't mean our drachim. We sit in our air-conditioned car, our heated cars. With the tape on, if it's a music tape, if it's a gadol tape, that's not they were referring to the derech that wipes people out. And lech lecha the chazal, trust me, they weren't talking about. They weren't talking about with a Ford, with a Chevy. That wasn't the derech they were talking about. That I used to Yaakov Raglov. When we go someplace with a happy besura, we're going to a simcha. It's kalaleches. It's kleichs again. It's easy to go. We go with the simcha. We don't talk that way. When we go to do a chesed, it's kalalecha. It's easy with the simcha in our hearts. Not with the schlepping. What do we want? People kvetch. Oh, you have to go. We don't want simchas, rechman atzlan. Do you make a toiv? Yitzchak reminded me. Yitzchak Rabinowitz reminded me. We should do it from time to time. We have chassan. We have simchas in the yeshiva. Last year, I stopped. I pushed in a Russian dentist. I was like, could be I would do it today. Last year, we had Baruch Hashem, we had a really good simchas in the yeshiva. We had 10 chasanim back, mamish, close together. So Friday was ridiculous. We're sitting around. We don't just break out into a dance. Hakar satoyv tashem. Just like carry. Yeah, Baruch Hashem also this year. Bemis this year also. Chasan if the chasan should close. We just dance. How can we not? When Pashut Mimaka Taif Tashem, we don't schlep anywhere. We don't have simchas, the grace is out. That's the kalalachas. Ramesha finds the famous Ramesha on the parasha. When Yaakov tells Rachel and Leah that it's time to, when he tells them that it's time to go, Rachel and Leah, that it's time to go, so he says to them, he says to Rachel Leah that it's time to leave Lavan. I see he's not with us the way he was in the past. So Rachel and Leah, the Imais respond, and they say that we didn't want to be here anyway. We taka didn't want to be here anyway, you're right. Read the lashon of the pasuk. Hashem says to Yaakov, "Yinashuv al eretz avisecha." He has a nevuah. You have to leave. So he says to Vayishlach Yaakov, "Yikul Rachel Leah." Sad al tzayna. He calls them. V'yomalem roya noichi es pnei avichin ki in any way like it. Mal shulshan. I see love is not with us. We have to leave. So they respond. They respond back to him, and they say, "We didn't want to be here anyway." We didn't want to be here anyway. That's what they respond. Rachel Leah, Batan Rachel Leah, Batoymarina, and Pasuk Yudal, and Perak Lamed Aleph. Lu Ha'id Lanu Chelk V'Nachum V'Savinu. You think we have anything in our father's house? We have no gain to be here anyway. So we're ready to go. So Moshe finds in Drash Moshe asks that Yaakov has a nevuah. Hashem says to leave. So why did they respond? Yeah, we didn't want to be here anyway. Hashem said to leave. What's the difference if you want to be here, you don't want to be here? The Rebbeinu Shlom said it's time to go. It doesn't matter if you want to be here or not. What's their response? Yeah, we didn't want to be here anyway. So Rav Moshe says a famous yisoid. Rav Moshe says the avoid in Yiddishkeit is to say it's geshmak. Besides to do it, you have to do it with the geshmak. It's not just that you shouldn't just learn to say it. You have to learn with the geshmak. You have to learn and you have to encourage yourself that it's not just we learn. Okay, I'll bear it. It's the best life in the world. Bachrim have mishigas. Sometimes in the light have mishigas. Sometimes we have mishigas like we're missing something out there. What Rachel Leah were doing is telling their girlfriend, they were being mechazik themselves. Yeah, Avada were listening to Xeris Hashem. But they were saying, and it's also, they were realizing, and they heard that it's also Geshmak. The Rebbeinu Shalom could have given us Avada Hashem that was very, very shver. And he could have given that we missed all the Hanois in the world, and that Pashat Arayim Hazet. But Hashem didn't do that. The way Hashem was, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us a derech ha-chaim that's the most simcha de derech ha-chaim in the world. This is Rav Moshe's famous memory. It's on this week's Parsha Drash Moshe, where he says the first dar in America went off the derech, many of the kids. And he says, either was great with Siris Nevesh for Torah. He says, because they used to say, Shver to Zayin Yid. They would do it and they say, oh, but it's so hard. It's hard to be a Yid. He said to the kids, what do I need it for? And they opted out. He said, you have to do it and do it with the geshmak. You tell your kids, isn't this gewaldig? And it is gewaldig. You have to realize yourself it's gewaldig. That's what Rachel and Leah were doing. That's what they were doing. They were saying it's gewaldig. We're going faster in Yom because we have to stop in 2 minutes. But this in Islam is then you're going to be mechanach our children, our families, with a positive attitude. Somebody's mechanach is mishpach with a positive attitude. It affects the children's whole life. And he does it with a negative, the kid opts out. We know all kids who go off 99.99999 is the pshat because there was stressful. The Yiddishkeit wasn't with a geshmak. The Yiddishkeit's with a geshmak. There's no stress in the home. So of course the kid wants that. A kid has natural instinct. He wants to be like his parents. He wants to follow their lead. To be with a geshmak. So Rachel Leah with the Emayis of Klai, so they said, of course, we want to go. There's not shver to us. It's not a shverzach. It's the pasuk says very bekit. So this is a long shalom bayishmuz that will just be said in a minute. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says that Yaakov loved Rachel more than Leah. Let me read the pasuk. It says like this. It says, "Vayev gamis Rachel mileya." Perach aptes pasklamid. Yaakov loved Rachel more than Leah. And it says, "Vayara Hashem kisnu Leah." The next pasuk says that Hashem saw that Leah was hated. So Pella doesn't say she was hated. If I care, the pasuk before is Mashmi loved Leah. He loved Rachel more than Leah. He had avat to both. It says he loved Rachel more than Leah and avat to both. He loved Rachel more than Leah, but he had an avat to Leah also. It's the mashmois of the pasuk. It's a simple diuk in the pasuk. And the next pasuk says, Hashem saw that Leah is hated. It doesn't say she was hated. If I cared, there was a diuk in the pasuk before that she was loved. So we said over last year, Pashat Shat, you've seen this, and Yitzhak Rabbeinu showed me this year, and Schwab says the same word, Baruch Hashem. We said last year that Vaistos from this pasuk that clap at your wife if there's anything you like more than wife in this relationship, it's called a sinner. That's Pashup Shan of Sukkim. Clap at your wife, the Abba to a wife, there's something that's more important than her, that's called a sinner. To a friend, it could be, we're best friends, but there's something more important. Listen, like there are things important in life, it's not a sinner to him. We're good friends, it's not a pagam in the relationship, but there was something that was very important. Clap at your wife, and this is a clap at your wife, she has to be the most important. That's Edmund in the Psukim, Pashup Shah in the Psukim. That clap at your wife, it has to be she's most important. If there's something more, we're not talking about the Rabbani Shalom, that's, if there's another person, more important, this is a crucial point of marriage. She is more important. She's more important than your chaverim, she's more important than your parents. She is the most important. And clap at your wife, that's Bayar Shokisnu Aleya. If there's clap at your wife to somebody who's more like, what do you mean? There's a tremendous ava, and she knows Vada was expressed as tremendous ava. Bayar Shokisnu Aleya, that's a sinner. Schwab makes this diak also. It says that because because Yaakov loved Rachel, so working for all these years went by very fast. It was like very quick days by Avasi, I said, since he loved her. So the 7 years he had worked for her went by very fast. So the kasha I ask every year is, if you love something, you look forward. If you're looking forward to something, it takes forever to get there. You ever sat in a shir? Most likely a guy sitting and learning on a Friday in Erev Shabbos don't relate so much to this. They're coming, they have an Avas HaTorah. But sometimes a bacher over here relate to this, who's sitting in a shir and doesn't want to be in the shir. So he looks at the clock, the shir feels it goes forever. He's waiting for 1:15, it takes forever when you're waiting desperately for something. Pashav Shana Pasuk says, since he loved her, he went by Vayuk Yom Machadim. They were very fast, the days. That's not the Metzias. The Metzias that you're looking desperately forward, it takes forever to come. That's Pashat and Pesukim. So you could learn, some of the Rishayim learn, that it means it took fast, it doesn't mean it took fast. Kiyam Machadim was just worth it. It felt like it took forever, it was Kiyam Machadim, was quick days, because it was well worth it. But I always say over the Chizkuni, which it took me a long time to figure out what he's saying. I'll tell you the words he says, and then I'll tell you what I have. He says that at the time it feels like it takes forever, looking back it goes fast. I didn't know what he was saying. Until I chapped, the pshat is like this. What it means, it went fast. It really means, the pasuk means it took forever. When it says it took fast, it really means it took forever. Pashav shat, the chizkuni's learning. So what does it mean it was quick days? It means like this. You're sitting in shir for an hour and you desperately want out. That hour takes 6 hours. Then you look back and only an hour passed. So it's the quickest 6 hours ever. It felt like 6 hours, and 6 hours, and you look, only an hour passed. What a fast 6 hours. The point was, the pasuk is really saying, is Yom Machadim, klape what it felt like 55 years. And 55 years, it was Yom Machadim compared to what it felt like. That's how the Chizkuni is living. See, he says it took forever, and looking back, it was short. Because looking back, it was only 7 years. Wow, that was a quick 50 years. Goof with the pasuk, that's what he's learning. Goof with the pasuk saying it felt like it took forever. I want to end something not on the parasha. There's much more to do. I apologize today. We're just rushing through it, through Inyanim. Today at 11 o'clock, there'll be a normal chumashi at a normal pace, not just flying through Inyanim. Rabbi Bernstein will say, and we should be there very, very today. So I just want to end with something not on the parasha. I want to end that a pashit etza that the Chazanish gives, people look at in learning. Everybody wants to have a gishmak in learning. Everybody wants to have a geschmack in learning. Everybody wants to have a day, a successful day in learning. Everyone wants to have successful accomplishments in learning. And sometimes Bachrim feel they're very far from success. They feel that they're not having atzlacha in their learning, and they pashut feel very removed from success. Maybe they're not getting the Gemaras clearly, maybe whatever reason, maybe they're not finishing the sech, because they feel very removed from success. And I think the Eitzah is a very simple Eitzah. It's Kikarav Eilech Adavim Oed. I think people don't try it. They don't develop that Geshmak in learning. And the simple Eitzah, the Chaznish says, is to learn without a Hefzik. The learning with a Hefzik brings a person tremendous ease, satisfaction in his learning. When a person sits down and learns, and at any point could battle, any point could just run out for a drink, it makes it, he doesn't have a Geshmak in learning. He describes the Chaznish in a letter that Bluestein reads often. He describes the Ana of each hour more straight without a Hefzik, what Ana is. He says 1 hour is a certain Ana, 2 hours is more Ana, 3 hours is more Ana. Now, we're not shooting here for 10 hours right away. But a person to start, at least 1 hour, there is no room, he's not going to talk no matter what. It gives a geschmack in learning, and it brings a lot of success. A person would be very surprised if he does this for a month even. But he has an hour, it's not an option to talk. It's not an option to go out, he's not doing it. It's not the option, any time I can just choose to battle. This nekudav, not an option to talk. But for an hour, start with a little amount. A person would be surprised if there's very little time, just focused learning. He's not going to space out. He's an hour, he's a focused learning. For those that have more muscles, 2 hours. Those that have developed more muscles, 3 hours. And 4, a whole seder, it's much more geschmack. It's much more geschmack. It's pashut. I could speak my own experiences being involved in the yeshiva. So it's very, it's a big nisayon. Second seder, I say it's a big nisayon to. There's so many things going on in your mind. The times you're not focused, the learning's not nearly as geschmack. It's a different level of hana'ah. When you're focused in, you're not talking. That's it. It's not an option. This is something every bacha should try for an extended period. Will find very easily, have a lot of success. He'll surprise himself how much clarity he'll gain, how many success he'll have in learning. Just a focus for a certain amount of time. And you should know the opposite, when it's always possible, batala, even if punkti has a nes and he's a half hour without batala, it's not the same. The Chaznish writes that learning like that type of learning, in v'lav, rafi v'yadah, that type of learning, he learns, he schmoozes, he goes out, a friend comes over, he says, the kiyum ha'edir v'atayu, it's the kiyum of nothingness. He says nothing's accomplished, there's no feelings of satisfaction, there's no feelings of gain. Taka doesn't gain very much. He calls it the kiyum ha'edir v'atayu, it's better than being on the streets. That's not ha'edir v'atayu, that's negative. But he calls it very little is gain, that type of learning. And the Torah is crying when it's very little gained from such a learning. And the person, the people in yeshivas, I'm telling you, I have seen Bacham and Yungalait, but in yeshiva, they could be 8 years, 10 years, they never did this. My Chavrusa, when we were in high school, I learned with the Chavrusa 6 years. From a very young age, and people thought he was extreme, he's a very normal guy. He used to have a tinus deeper, very, very often during Seder. Tinus deeper, very, very often. He did it for years. He had a tinus deeper, and it might come, he couldn't talk. It was a tinus deeper. He wasn't an extremist, he was a pleasure seeker. And he wanted that pleasure from his Torah. He had much more geschmack. A guy sitting in yeshiva anyway. A bacha sitting in yeshiva, say, otherwise the day feels, and you should know, a guy does this for an hour, his whole day feels geschmack. Try it, it's a funny thing. A bacha looks for an eitzah. My day doesn't have meaning, and he's schlepping along. It's taka, not kala leches, he's taka schlepping. The bacha is going through his day. It's taka schlepping because he's not being productive. A bacha should know in 1 hour. I have seen it. In 1 hour, his whole day could be better. He has one such hour. The day has a meaning already. It's geschmack. And the other hours, even the other hours, he's learning a little bit like that. But he has one solid hour. Then a bacha develops some muscles. Then eventually, he can get it to 2 hours. Get it to 3 hours. Get it to a whole seder. But the hanor is very amazing. A person should try it. The hanor is very amazing. When he's fun, he gets it, he finds all of a sudden every bracha on his level finds his massive accomplishments. That's mitzad echad. The tzad sheni is don't ruin your friends, Hana. This minhag is something we have to speak about in yeshiva. We speak more often. Not to walk up, even if you're holding. I'm looking around now, I'm speaking to the masmidim of the yeshiva. I'm talking to masmidim. So it's not, this is the one that has to tell others. But spread the word. Don't allow Bachram walk up. Bachram is holding only by an hour muscle right now. 2 hour muscle straight without half sick. But chas v'shom, to sit down, that you have to have that kavod ha'Torah. That appreciation of Torah. Kavod ha'Torah, the Gemara Megillah, is more chamer than limud ha'Torah itself. Not chas v'shom to sit next to a bacha, it's a mad nezach. A guy plops down next to two bacha learning, start schmoozing with them. That's unacceptable. And that a person, every bacha should be on the level. We're working on our own self, learning beretzifus, learning straight, without a hefsek, with a focused learning. This is a midara, to sit down, you don't care about our friend. First of all, they're having anah, they're very focused. And you also have to have the appreciation for Torah, they're learning Torah. The whole world stands on limud ha'Torah, not to plop down next to two bachim learning and make a shmuz on ourselves if our muscles are weak right now. Right now we can only lift 10 pounds, but don't stop Yenner from doing heavy lifting. He's doing heavy lifting, he's holding up our base medrash. To walk around, to plop down next to someone, as I'm saying, I'm looking around, l'chemza, what am I talking about this for here? Yeah, I picked the wrong place. Maybe we could spread the word to others. Certainly don't allow others. If you're learning, just calmly explain to Bacher, please, I'm trying to learn Beretzivus. It ruins all the geschmack. My seichel is very busy. I'm trying to focus in. It ruins the momentum. It ruins everything. The focus in, the famous verse 12 plus 24, Rebbe Akiva. This is something we have to be mechazik in the yeshiva. I planned this, but it didn't work out. At 9:30 when I'd speak to the whole yeshiva about it. Instead, I'm sitting here. I said, Rai Per told me he worked in a yeshiva. He says on a tape. Heard it from him. He says on a tape also. My car. He says that he worked for a yeshiva. And they hired a new fundraiser. And he was supposed to like get people to come to the dinner, and the funder is like spending a long time getting him to come to the dinner. He was saying the guy was like a shlomazel. He said he was spending time getting my pair to come to the, he was a Rebbe in the yeshiva, and the guy was like, he was saying he couldn't, wasn't doing his job properly. So I feel like I'm the same shlomazel. Getting up to the island to speak about not sitting down, and who am I talking to? Bachim sitting for anyone, he look around the masmid in the yeshiva. But yeah, maybe we could mechazik others together. But later we'll speak about it to the whole yeshiva in a more stark oifen. Here I can't be fired up because I'm looking at, yeah. If I had a mirror here, I could be a little fired up. It'd be hard to be fired up looking around this island. But the pshat is, yeah, we do have to be mechazik. It's the yeshiva satira that people are sitting and learning, not to sit down, chas v'shom, bivata somebody. We have to work on our own appreciation for Torah, the value of Torah. Yeah, this is something we'll all be mechazik. Have a good Shabbos.